This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Without this former Red Eye star, former Fox News anchor, and author of the fantastic new book, Write Your Own Story, How I Took Control by Letting Go, Patty Ann Brown. He can kill you with his bare hands and also his long-winded mumbling sentences.
That's true.
Former CIA operative and host of Black Files Declassified on Discovery Science Channel, Mike Baker. She's like a switchblade, sharp, dangerous, and you can hide her in your sock. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. And bear traps are his cufflinks, my massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. P.A.B., the notorious P.A.B., how
yeah,
you doing? Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. Congrats on the book. The first chapter is harrowing because it details a very problematic childbirth. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. That's my tease. Everybody likes a good childbirth story, as long as it's a happy ending, if you know what I mean.
It gets much funnier after that first chapter.
Yes.
First chapter's very dramatic.
I read the other chapter about Red Eye as well, just because I wanted to
You're looking for your own name.
I was looking for my name, and there wasn't an index, which is a problem. I would change that in the paperback just to make it easier for me. So anyway, you haven't talked politics in ages, and I bet you're going, oh, crap, I got to talk politics.
A little nervous about the whole cancel culture thing, but, you know.
You won't get canceled. You
I
will
can't.
Get canceled.
That's the thing. I'm a housewife now.
You're a housewife. Although the Housewife Association, they're a bunch of
A sexist would say.
A sexist would say.
My God, man.
Jeez, I'm getting rusty.
I need this job.
What do you make of this theater? It's like, it's kind of interesting. Like, the hypocrisy, I mean, it's so, we know this,
yes.
Right? This is what happens. Was that a question? Almost.
Yeah, I mean, what I love is the fact that Trump is supposedly saying that he is going to counter-program.
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure where he's doing that, but if he does, I would not be surprised if it got better ratings than the actual hearing.
Right.
But we know what's going to come out of this hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are thousands and thousands of hours of videos that we can't see, mm-hmm. and people who've seen them say that they show people being not just escorted in, but some of them are being like shoved inside against
right.
their will.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? I don't know. We can't see these videos. And they're promising never-before-seen videos at this hearing. I think they're not going to be the ones we're looking for.
I think you're absolutely right. This is one of those things where they're doing a mini documentary. And whenever you watch a documentary, they're shaping the narrative, Mike.
Yep.
Like, people go, like, I love documentaries. But it's like, you have to understand, they're no different than fiction in many ways because you're shaping the story, much like your hair is so meticulously shaped.
I know, right? Right?
You are looking hunky today.
This
man.
Is crazy.
You look like you just walked out of a Viagra commercial. You Archer. Right? You parked your ass.
Just so you can be ready when the time is right.
You parked your classic Chevelle outside the gas station. You're picking up some lambskin.
Yeah, it might have been. And some cologne. Don't forget the cologne. You get the polo green, I believe.
Do you think people are going to watch this?
The Democrats made fun of President Trump.
Right.
For all those years. For hosting a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And now
they're
going to host a reality show. Right.
Right.
And they're not there. There's no even the slightest effort to hide this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they are recasting or they're trying to recast the whole midterm election.
Right.
As look what the Republicans are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Because in their mind, and what they're trying to get across, and they're using, you know, some very clever messaging. I mean, it is sort of a kind of a dictator-like thing to do.
Right.
But they're using some very clever messaging to say, basically, look, the Republican Party is the same as the morons that wandered around the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Right. And the last point I'll make is, they've talked about this incessantly, that what happened on January 6th, we were this close to losing our democracy.
Right, exactly.
If that's what it takes for this country to lose our democracy, we don't deserve the republic.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so true. It's so true. It's like, they. I think, you know, so, somebody made a good point. Like, we should ban all the weapons that were that they used on January 6th.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like...
Which ones? Look, the only person who used a gun was a cop.
Yeah.
A Capitol Hill cop against an unarmed protester. This is a, Tyrus, would you define this as a show, like a theatrical show?
No, a show is usually filled with talent and a good idea and a plot. And this is, we got two things. We have and we got real is two lawyers decided to go out and make cocktails and blow up a police car.
Right.
And it caught on fire.
Yeah.
And the woke left got involved, and it's now conspiracy to commit, which means that they had an idea of making a car. And the fire, nobody was in danger.
Yeah.
Except everyone within 50 yards of a cop car on fire, which could have exploded, because what do cop cars have in them, boys and girls on the woke side? Gasoline.
Yes.
So it could have blown up.
I was going to say donuts.
That, see, no.
Okay. That's why you.
It's an old joke.
You know what? I was so happy to have you back, and then you around and did that.
Yes. See what I mean?
And then the other side, you have everyone involved that did, to what we know, that did something, went to jail.
Yeah.
And no one on the right came and saved them.
Right.
Most of them are very mad at the president, saying that Mr. Trump was going to pardon me. He was like, you broke the law. I'm not doing nothing for you.
Yep.
That's the difference. The left are protecting their own and disguising it by making a theatrical presentation, which I'm sure is going to be a lot like a lot of other times we've seen. The only one I think we'll be watching with great anticipation is Geraldo, because this will get the Jimmy Hoffa thing off his back once again.
Wait, was it Jimmy Hoffa?
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
The safe. Sorry. Jimmy Hoffa it is.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa it is.
I think it was Hoffa.
You know, Kat, I said this a long time ago. He's still looking at me. Why is he still looking at me?
Yeah.
I said this a long time ago, that if the Democrats think you're Hitler, why wouldn't they rig the election? And that's the thing. It's like, if you've been doing for 5 years, you've been calling everybody Nazis, plus you've been creating all these hoaxes like the Find People hoax and the Russian collusion hoax. Why wouldn't they rig an election? That is that's a legitimate suspicion to have. Why do you look so sad?
Because I'm freezing. I'm freezing every day and no one cares. It's hard to be me.
It is hard to be you.
It's hard. Like, it's hard to think when I'm so cold.
No.
I think what I'm going to start doing is getting hand warmers and taping them to my body underneath my clothes.
That's called the Bret Baier.
I'm going to have to.
Kat, do you want my jacket?
I want 11 jackets. No. These are not. This is just like, I don't know. I got to talk to somebody about this.
Do you have an
opinion? I'm going to do a documentary about that.
There you go. That'll get higher ratings.
I think that obviously January 6th was a bad thing. I also think that the framing of a lot of the stuff, like in the New York Times, that headline, January 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm messages.
Exactly.
Which is like, I don't think they're supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I think that more people would be more concerned or more interested in it if they had faith that it wouldn't, you know, be presented in that way, or that it wasn't for that purpose.
Exactly.
Because I don't think that largely we are that divided on this being a bad thing. Obviously, there are exceptions to that. Mm-hmm. But I think that people have problems in the present that they're more concerned about than what happened on January 6th.
I agree. I think that, like, I don't know a single righty or Republican who saw that and didn't turn it go, ooh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the framing is reversed. They weren't trying to overthrow the government. In their heads, they thought they were protecting the government from a fraudulent election. If you look at it that way, then you go, oh, I see. And then they got, like, as you said, doors were opened and things. And then mostly peaceful. How about that? Why don't I take their narrative from the left? It was mostly peaceful.
Well, yeah, look, there were some that deserved to be charged, right?
Yeah, of course.
They were.
And then there were a lot of people.
Jail.
Yeah, and then exactly. There were a lot of people wandering around, genuinely surprised that they were wandering around inside the Capitol building. Oh,
it was like when I used to break into the high school gym. And I did. And I won't tell you why. Let's just say I knew where the laundry was.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Anthony. Saturday marks 25 years since the Columbine School Massacre. We talked to a survivor, Craig Scott, who lost his sister but saved some classmates that day. We invite you to listen to the whole interview in our Rundown Extra, Saturday at foxnewspodcast.com.
Since COVID no longer shocks, bring in the monkeypox. Yeah, they're trying to prepare us for a new disease to scare us. It's chimpish advice from the CDC. Wear a mask and stay out of trees. So the CDC raised the monkeypox alert to level 2 yesterday, upgrading from marmoset to baboon, recommending that travelers wear masks to avoid catching it. But then they later removed the mask recommendation, probably after they realized it primarily spreads through skin-to-skin contact. That's putting it politely. There are 3 total advisory levels, 1 being the lowest and 3 the highest. They use this system because Biden can no longer count to 4. Now this panic is being served up despite the fact that most cases have been linked to random sex at European raves, where I'm fairly sure the participants' lack of masks was not their highest risk behavior. FYI, those leather masks they gave out were completely useless. But I'm still wearing mine around the house when I'm dusting my figurines. In any case, no one is more excited about all of this than Anthony Fauci, who spent the weekend ironing all his dress shirts and ties in the hopes that TV networks will finally start asking him back. What will he be wrong about this time? China eating monkeys? Who knows? Meanwhile, the CDC's newest head doctor held a press conference to clear up any confusion.
Doctor, can vaccinated people have sex with monkeys? But what if it's awesome? Can't we just wear masks while having sex with the monkeys?
Doctor, what if I give you a banana first? Then could we have sex?
That might be the best thing we've ever done. It's so hard to get scared of something that sounds so adorable.
Oh, I disagree. Because
really?
I'm on the one hand, I'm not that worried about it. On the other hand, it's a pox.
Yes.
And that's just like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist, but I did spend like 3 hours reading about it, and I don't want it.
Yeah, there's a lot of poxes out there. I put that in my bottom 10.
Pox? And then, like, you have to stay home for 3 weeks with your face all covered in pox?
Yeah, but I don't think it's on your face.
Well...
From the pictures I saw.
Okay.
That I took.
There's okay. Conflicting reports.
All right.
And I just feel like statistics don't mean much to me when it comes to medical abnormalities. I'll probably get the monkeypox.
Poor thing probably will.
She there should be no reason to be the one outlier. How'd she get the pox? We don't know, but she's got it real bad.
She'll get a text from the monkeypox.
Yeah.
Look behind you.
Isn't it funny how the CDC really couldn't say how to spread it? Because that would be politically incorrect.
You're reading my mind. Once you make medicine political, you can no longer give a message.
Yeah.
This whole thing where doctors have to be soothing and kind and respect everyone's wishes and pronouns is you're a doctor. You're of science.
Mm-hmm.
Say it. How do you get it?
Yeah.
Who needs to be most concerned with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable, and I'm sorry. And yeah. If you get it, no one around you isn't going to know how you got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. PAB, welcome back to the show. Let's talk about monkeypox.
Welcome.
I think it's spread through anal sex with strangers you meet at a music festival. Care to comment?
Hey there, PAB.
Gosh, everyone's looking at me. The CDC...
Yes.
Why did they recommend masks in the first place? They know it's not airborne. I mean, they can see that in very close intimate contact, there could be respiratory spread, but they're talking about intimate contact. Yes. So it just seems like they were spreading a panic by even telling people, and they did it, you know, with the whole COVID, saying less than 10% of COVID cases are transmitted outdoors. And it turned out the actual number was like 0.001%. I mean, technically, it was accurate, but it's intellectually dishonest.
And also, I don't think anybody ever died from outdoor exposure to COVID. No. And we should, and that just totally screwed. We could have done so much outdoor stuff at raves. You know how many raves I missed because of the whole COVID thing?
As if we didn't back in the old days.
I was meeting this orangutan in London.
Oh, God.
And we were just going to party hard. We had some meth.
Well, look, I'm going to rewrite the CDC memo for everybody's benefit, okay?
Yeah.
So, step one, don't a monkey.
Are you writing this down?
Yes.
This is gold. Write this down.
Step two, don't have random sex at European raves.
Yes, there you go.
I don't know about U.S. raves or Latin raves, but I'm pretty sure about the European ones.
Yes, exactly.
So that's, and then I would close off the memo by saying sincerely, Mike.
No, if there's one thing we could say about you, Mike, it's that you're polite and you're sincere.
I am.
Yes, you are. We're out of time. Thanks to PAB, Mike Baker, Cat Tip, Tyrus, our studio audience, Fox News at Night with Evil, Shannon Bridges, X, I'm Greg Gutfeld, I love you, America.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.